answering the telephone, either for private or business calls, is such an important aspect of telephone communication. This could be the first impression you give to an existing or potential client. If you get it wrong, you will have to work very hard to redeem yourself. There are occasions when I have called other people, and clearly it has been the wrong time to call them, and I have finished the call thinking, oh dear. Also, there are occasions when another person in an organisation answers the phone. They have possibly been instructed to answer the office phone because the receptionist is taking a break. Alternatively, there is a company policy that a telephone should be answered within a certain number of rings. However, this person is abrupt, stressed, and hasn't a clue how to answer the query. Even if you ask to leave a message, there isn't always a guarantee that the message will get to the right person, and like it or not, confidence in the conversation or message getting to the correct person is reduced by this encounter. If this is a business call, of course, this is a negative impact on the business relationship. Later on, I will consider strategies for answering the telephone in difficult situations and whether or not to leave the answer phone on or whether to call divert to a call minding service. So, we need to ensure that every time we or our employees answer the phone, that we are engaging and engage the caller with our voices, attitude, listening skills, preparation and non-verbal skills. Let's deal with each independently. Voices. It is always quoted that on encountering people, the impact we make is predominantly our physical appearance and the quality of our voices. When we're on the telephone, we are no longer able to make an impact with our physical appearance, although subconsciously listeners are able to pick up a number of physical clues from the tone of our voices. For example, if I am tense and hunched over my keyboard to take a call, this will be transmitted via our voices. The 1-2-3 answer system. This is a method I use in my business. Inevitably, I'm doing other activities when calls come into the office. You win no brownie points by answering immediately. Instead, I do the 1-2-3 answering system. 1. I sit up in my seat, making sure my feet are firmly on the ground, sitting bones on the chair, shoulders down. 2. I remember to smile. 3. I take an energizing breath in. Answer. I then answer the phone. This routine enables me to get myself into the correct frame of mind for answering the phone and engages my mind to communicate with the caller. Attitude. You are going to want to answer the phone. This will be conveyed via your voice, the tone, energy and breath, and also the language you use. If you are interrupting other work and you don't really want to answer the phone, this will also be conveyed, unless you're very clever at concealing this. You need to be honest with yourself when you take calls at times of inconvenience. Is it worthwhile giving a caller the wrong impression? Are you good enough at disguising your irritation? Or would it be better for someone else to answer your call and take messages? One of my clients, a high-flying solicitor, complained that he was having to take too many calls from clients and it was interrupting his work. He felt he had to take all of these calls and it was affecting the quality of his work. Clients had commented that he was sometimes abrupt, disinterested, and disengaged on occasions. After coaching, he recognized that he could manage his workload and calls to clients by having his secretary take messages. At a more convenient time, he called the client. He was able to manage his time and communication effectiveness by not always answering the phone. Preparation. In a number of businesses and offices, there is a policy of answering the telephone within a certain number of rings. Alternatively, at certain times of the day, the reception staff take a break and the system goes into an automatic ring for anyone in the organisation to pick up. This is usually a cost-saving method. The company don't need to pay for another receptionist, but have the other staff been trained to answer the phone? Is there a company policy on the style of answering the phone? Are there staff in the office whose work will be interrupted if they are constantly having to answer the phone? Would it be more cost-effective to have support staff doing this rather than all the staff? Is there training in place for a standard company answering style? These are points to consider when you are a two-person business or a larger SME. A story from when I worked in market research software is a warning to this method of answering calls. At lunchtime, the market research company would redirect calls to the researcher's office. This comprised mainly of resting actors who were delighted in creating more bizarre, amusing, and smutty characters to answer the telephone, and also different names for the company. I have no idea how much business was lost. Training and discussing company policy on answering the phone is an invaluable and time-effective activity. Nonverbal skills. Although callers cannot see you, they will be able to sense if you are doing other activities, like fiddling with your computer, if you're fully engaged in the conversation, or in fact that your body language is very closed. I make a point of standing when I have challenging conversations. It empowers me as a person, but also physically. Exercise. Practice answering the telephone. Download the questionnaire from the Executive Voice website.